7:49, it's 11 minutes to 8. If your bus is at 8 o'clock, you have 11 minutes to get there. But knowing how your bus works, and I don't even know what route or what number you take, but that means if you turn up in 11 minutes, either the bus has gone or you've still got about 5, 6 minutes to wait.
Yeah.
Then the first one will turn up, that'll be full, and then you have to get on the one behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So, in the paper today, in The Guardian, is the Music Power 100. Is that right?
That's right.
These are the most powerful people in music. Mm. In the United Kingdom, the top 100.
Yeah, the most influential people, aren't they, that make the British music industry.
Now, most of these polls, or lists, rather, are done by, the broadsheets. They love a good list.
Love a poll.
And generally, it's all nonsense.
Mm. Well, it's opinion.
Yeah, but their opinion is normally wrong, so...
In our opinion.
There'll be people in there you've never heard of. There'll be people in there... Which, and by the way, our opinion is always right.
Yeah.
Fact. So Alan is going to give us some names.
I've gone with people you know of.
Right. Well, that's good.
Mm. Yes.
You've gone with, John Chuckersbury. We'll be like, I don't know who he is. Mm. So we're going to play the game and find out who is in the list and who is not. No, that's the wrong one. This one. No, that's not this one.
So the game is called Higher, Lower, or Not on the List, or as we like to say, HLONOTL.
Brilliant.
So,
HLONOTL. And how would you pronounce that?
Can't. Hlnonotl.
Hlnonotl.
That sounds like hello in another language.
So, I'm going to start you off with a name.
Okay, good.
You're going to say whether this person's on the list. And then I'll give you the position if they are.
Oh, okay.
From then on, you understand the game.
Yes.
Sure.
Person number one, Simon Cowell.
Well, he'll be on the list.
Definitely on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, on the list.
Okay. So his number is number 3.
Oh.
Now, that's about right, because he's very, very important, isn't he?
Very important.
Mm.
So... Head of music.
Is he that important, though?
Yeah, I think so.
He kind of is, isn't he? Mm. He shapes the charts pretty much year in, year out, doesn't he?
Not all the time, though.
Christmas?
From kind of September onwards, he pretty much has it wrapped up, doesn't he?
No.
Okay, so, head of music at Radio 101 Extra, George Ergotoudis.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
George Ergotoudis.
You're making that up, surely.
George
Ergotoudis.
Ergotoudis. We love George.
Well, yes, he'll be on the list.
Yeah.
Is he higher or lower?
Is higher 1 and lower is 100?
That's right, yes.
Right. He'll be lower than Simon Cowell.
Yeah, but he'll be pretty high, though, because he's very influential.
But I think lower than Cowell.
Correct, he's number 7.
Ooh, that's still high, though, isn't it?
George Egan Two Chips is number 7.
Nigel from The Office upstairs. Producer on George's team.
Ah, so he works for George in the music department.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
He produces. He's in charge of, he manages playlists along with Sarita and Chloe.
He won't be on the list.
No, I think he will, but he'll be... It's a top 100, isn't it?
100, yeah.
So he'll
works
be
for
in,
Radio 1.
He'll be in there somewhere.
I think he makes the list.
So, yeah, he'll be in there, but he'll be...
George makes the list.
He'll be lower down.
I think he'll just make the list.
You don't have Simon Cowell's secretary on the list.
True. He's not a secretary, though. That's what I'm saying.
True.
Nigel is on the list.
Oh. He's lower than George.
So that now you say higher or lower than George?
Lower.
Higher.
What?
At number 4.
How does that work?
He's one behind Cowell.
And he's in charge of his... He's higher than his boss?
Okay, the next person.
See? List is ridiculous.
The next person.
How does The Guardian justify that the guy who works for George is more important than George?
They do a good argument, to be honest with you. Because he schedules the music and discusses...
George picks the music!
Well, he chairs the playlist.
He picks the music!
See, George
so
is very fair.
Maybe he makes more day-to-day decisions.
Yeah, the strategy and the direction of Radio 101 Extra music policy.
Nonsense.
Well, that would put someone like Matt Finchem in the top 10.
Oh, right. God, don't!
Next name.
Oh, my God!
Here we go.
Yes.
Next person, iTunes as a whole.
Oh,
most popular...
Well, iTunes has got to be way more important than Nigel, who's upstairs in the office.
Let's start with, is iTunes on the list?
Yes,
it is, correct.
Right, of course it is.
Higher or lower than Nigel?
Well, hang on, what number... What's higher?
Cowell is 3.
Nigel's 4. Well, and George is 7.
Let's put iTunes in 1 or 2, then.
Yeah.
Higher.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think so, higher.
Yeah.
Lower.
What? Shut up.
At number 5.
What? This is ridiculous.
All right, we've got a few to fly through.
These lists are hilarious.
iTunes is less influential than Nigel.
Let's look at artists.
Oh, right.
N-dubs. Are they on the list?
Ooh.
Yes.
Somewhere there.
In the last year? Oh, mind you.
In the last 12 months.
Let's say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
They
yes.
are on the list.
Right.
Higher or lower than iTunes?
Lower.
Lower.
Hang on, what
lower.
Was iTunes?
Five.
Five. They've got to be lower.
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 Right.
Number 62.
I saw Phaser yesterday.
What? Oh, you were driving with him, weren't you?
Let's go for...
Well, hang on, what number are they?
62.
62, dude.
Let's go for... Oh, gosh, you know, I just thought I'd better check these are right.
That's crucial to the game,
surely. Yeah, kind of. Now, been in the news a lot this week. Cheryl Cole.
Oh.
X Factor UK. Was going to be X Factor US. Might still be.
In a top 100, yes.
Yeah.
No.
So, is she on the list?
Yes,
no.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No.
She's one of the judges on
she
X
is
Factor.
Not.
She's not on the list.
She's on the list.
There you are.
Oh,
told you.
All right, then. Louis Walsh, manager of one of the biggest bands around at the moment. Very rich on X Factor.
Do you know what? I'm going to say yes, but here's my train of thought. I'd struggle to come up with a list of 100 people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, but he'll be way low down.
He'll appreciate that.
I think he should be, but I don't think
No offence, Louis.
He's on the list, I think.
Yeah, he's on there.
Is he on the list?
He is not.
He didn't make the top 100?
Louis Walsh is not on the list. The manager of the most successful boy band of the last decade is not on the list. Mm. But Nigel, who sits upstairs in our office, is.
Do you know Peppa
and
Pig's...
N-dubs.
Yeah, Peppa Pig's number 34.
Next name, Peppa Pig. No, I'm joking. Next name.
Should be on the list.
Mr. Rob DeBank.
Oh, he'll be in there.
Be on the list.
Oh, if it's just The Guardian, then yeah, he'll be on the list. Mm. I reckon he's like...
he runs
62.
The last person was N-dubs was 62.
Oh, okay.
Rob DeBank is on the list.
Yeah.
Higher or lower than N-dubs?
Higher.
Higher.
Correct.
Yay.
57.
Yay.
Yay. Next name.
Rob DeBank.
It's not even his real name.
I know.
Which Paul. Alan didn't realise until
it's Paul DeBank.
I forgot that again, you know.
Steel right. DeBank.
The next name... Chris and myself.
You
Chris
and me.
Moyles and me.
What, isn't it in a joint position or separately?
Let's go with joint.
Well, the fact that you're saying
means
you
yes.
and me must mean that we're on the list.
Well, I'm going to say you're on
trick?
The list.
Well, the thing is, our influence on music can't be underestimated.
Well, Al, you're on playlists, aren't you? So that's a position of responsibility within the music industry.
Yeah,
and
Chris,
and I'm Chris Miles, goddammit.
You know how important this show is to music.
Oh, yeah, this show's all about the music.
Yeah, no one does more to champion new British
think
music.
Think Miles, think music. It's the two ends.
So I say yes. We're on the list.
I say yes.
Chris and myself are on the list. Higher or lower than Rob DeBank?
Oh, we've got to be higher, right?
What was
it? Higher than Rob DeBank.
Was Rob he 57?
57.
It was 57. We're 45.
Oh,
nice, you made the top 50.
What are we, 45?
45. Next name, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Oh, no. And lower than us if he is on.
He's on the list, yes. Is he higher or lower than Chris and myself?
Higher. Well, it's The Guardian. They will put him higher than
higher.
Us.
Higher,
yeah. He is higher.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
He's at 38.
38? Well,
all right. Now we're into musicians again. Madonna.
No.
Not on the list.
No.
Lady Gaga.
Yes. Massively high, I would have thought.
Mm-hmm. She's on the list.
Yeah.
And she's higher than Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Adele.
Hang on, where is she?
Oh, sorry. Lady Gaga's 18.
18.
Actually, I thought she'd be higher than that.
Adele and the team.
I reckon The Guardian have put her higher than Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah, I agree.
She's on the list.
Yeah.
And she and her team are at number one.
Wow.
What? Number one?
Number one.
The most influential person in the British music industry.
Adele is more important to British music than iTunes.
It's Team
Simon
Adele.
Hill.
So it's the people around Adele.
Wow. I don't get it. Well done, Adele. So does she get a trophy?
I don't know.
Can I have a look at the list?
Yeah, totally.
All right. You and me are in here. What does it say about us? Who are our neighbours?
I didn't know who they were.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a look. Team Dizzy Rascal is 28. Damon Albarn is 24. Zane Lowe and his producer are 29.
See, I would have thought they should be higher.
Mm. Gordon Smart's 33. Jay-Z is number 38. Who's number 39? Westwood.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Wow.
And then me and you with a picture of me from 2004. Which is nice.
And what does it say about you?
Chris Moyles and Alan Hayden Jones. Radio 1 DJ and producer. The panel was divided over the inclusion of Moyles, the longest running... What a surprise. Christ, really? The Guardian was divided over me?
Split decision.
No kidding. The panel was divided over the inclusion of Moyles, the longest running radio and breakfast show, is less about music than its presenter's outsized ego. But power in the music industry isn't just about breaking new acts, and there can be little doubt that when the Radio 1 Breakfast Show gets behind a record, it can turn a minor hit into a smash. The choices Moyles and long-term producer Jones make...
Hello.
...therefore have considerable and undeniable impact on the nation's listening habits. Yeah, damn Skippy we do!
Let's...
You up your pompous backside Guardian panel!
Let's play Village
Heat. Screw you! My oversized ego! I'm more important than your pathetic paper! Oh, stuff yourselves. Number 46 is my dad.
Your dad's on there. That's lovely.
You should have said that you're more important than music.
Yeah.
I am music, goddammit. Radio 1 wouldn't even exist if Alan and I weren't here.
A lot of people saying who's number two.
Number two is... Lucy and Grange and David Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
Morning, lads. They're the chairman and CEO of Universal Music Group.
Right.
Universal Music pretty much own every record label in the world.
They're kind of important, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are universal, literally.
Who else? Let's have a look.
Folkface?
No.
Nothing?
Hugh Stevens and his producer Natasha are 52.
That's good.
He should be higher than that.
Yeah,
he should.
Pete Tong is 55. Rob DePostoff is 57.
Rob the off licence, is he in there?
No. Rob the cash point?
Is he not there?
No.
Melvin Ben is number 73.
Right.
You know who he is?
No. Yeah. He used to run Mean Fiddler and he's
I listened to you.
Well, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he's in charge of like the Reading and Leeds Festival.
Oh, we've met Melvin.
And big he's wicked,
yeah,
Melvin.
Yeah, sorry, beg your pardon, no, we've met him.
Melvin's the guy who said he met my mum at the Leeds Festival, loved my mum. And he goes, listen, I've got to go down to the Reading site tomorrow. I've got to get a helicopter. Why don't you come down with me in the helicopter? We'll fly down in the morning. I've got to do a bit of business on site at Reading. He's mosey around backstage, whatever. And then we'll fly back. She goes, oh, I can't do that. He says, oh, come on, of course you can. No, I want to be back for the Kaiser Chiefs. He says, well, I'm be back for the Kaiser Chiefs as well. Come on. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, she bottled it. She didn't do it.
She could have seen the Kaiser Chiefs twice if she'd gone, couldn't she?
In theory, yeah. Who else?
I would have had Zane higher up that list. We're talking about breaking new music and the influence.
But Plan B is number 88.
But do you not think Hugh, where everything
Hugh as well.
Goes through in terms of new music?
Yeah.
Team Susan Boyle is 94. Annie Mac is 97. But not Annie Mac's producer. Yeah, Annie makes all the decisions. Mm. Well, there you are.
Curious.
You should frame that, Al. You're in the top 50.
Oh, I'll be saving that.
And Tom Anderson and Krista Wolf are number 100. Do you know who they are?
No.
They're the founders of MySpace.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Oh, by the way, for those people who asked at the start, Matt isn't in the list.
He's not in there?
No, not yet. Right. He's on playlist.
I can't see your name either, Dominic.
It won't be. Well, do you know, I'm probably 101. I just missed out.
Mm.
Chris, 600 Chris Moyles and his oversized ego.
Yeah.
No, the panel were divided about Chris Moyles. That's right. Because the Guardian, of course, have made so much... I can't even be bothered. Stupid pompous paper. Hello, we're the Guardian.
It's a paper for grown-ups, isn't it?
What?
It's a paper for grown-ups.
Why do they make those papers so big? Aren't they really awkward? You can't read them anywhere.
So the people who read them can sit on the train and take up too much space.
But they're impractical because you can't read them on public transport.
But they made lots of them smaller. The Independent now is smaller.
Don't
ruin
the argument,
Dominic. Sorry, yeah. I agree.
Anyway. We should do our own list.
Mm.
I reckon we'd be in the top ten.
I put Dominic at number one.
Yeah, me too. I would. For music and weather.
Yeah.
I'll put myself... What were you on the list? 40 what?
45.
Yeah, I'll put us at 44. Stuff the Guardian!
What about, imagine the top 100 list and people who influence the weather. I wonder if you'd be in there.
Oh, of course I would.
Yeah, Sean Lloyd.
Yeah.
Michael Fish.
Wincy Willis.
Rob McElwee.
God.
Thomas Schaffernacker.
Right?
Where's God?
God's number six. he's just
Simon Cowell's number one.
Rob McElwee is five.
I'd be huge in the world of weather.
And the editor of The Guardian is number 11.
Yeah. And Nigel upstairs is number two.
Yeah.
Madness.
He must
no,
be...
No, they're not in it.
No.
Nigel must be delighted with that, isn't he?
I tell you what, if I was Nigel and I was number... What number is he?
Four.
And his boss, for want of a better phrase, George, the head of Music Radio, is number seven. Mm. If I was Nigel, I would come in with a T-shirt with that printed on it.
Yeah.
Morning, Gaffer. You all right? Mm. Yeah. When you get a second, cup of tea wouldn't go amiss.
Or change the signature on your email to fourth most important person in the whole of the world, whatever it is.
That's what I'd do.
Yeah. And just I'd keep emailing George that all day.
And then, but hang on. So who sits opposite Nigel? Sarita. And then who sits next to him? Chloe? Yeah. I'd come in with a T-shirt. I'd be like this. By the way, Nigel, well done. But just to let you know, we're number 101 and number 102. We were just outside the list. Funny.